Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A California church has now been ordered to stop worship. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, a friend of mine, Pastor Rob McCoy, who pastors the Godspeak Calvary Chapel Church in California in the county of Ventura, he received a cease and desist, not just an order from or a letter, but an order from a court. Ventura County, California, actually went to state court, and with less than 24 hours or around 24 hours notice, Pastor Rob and his local attorney, who I know and have been friends with for many years, they had to appear on a Friday morning before a state court judge. And that state court judge ultimately issued an order banning the church, the pastor, and Doe's, get this, 1 through 1,000 from meeting in the church building for worship.
So now, that means the 1,000 people that attended the church could also get the same contempt of court.
Yeah, and it's just a number, so that means anyone who attends the church. Now, the church has about 500 people that normally attend. So this 1 to 1,000 is just a number. Also, they added to that anybody who, quote, acts in concert with them. In other words, this is the first court order in the nation that is applying to any individual, even if you've never attended that church, but you dare go into the church for worship at some point in the future. You could be held in contempt of court, even though you don't have a direct order against you. That's how broad this order is. It's absolutely shocking.
Could you ever imagine that a judge would order a pastor not to have church?
No, not like this. I never could imagine. Yeah, I could imagine, but not in the United States.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And we deal with that through our Liberty Relief International ministry around the world, where Christians and people of faith are told you can't worship. You have to shut the church. The pastor is arrested for holding church. People are arrested for having church in their homes.
And of course, we represent our Romanian pastors who came from communist Romania, who would have experienced that same thing in that country, came to America for freedom. And here we are
in 2020
having a judge telling a pastor cannot
in America
have church.
And I've seen things about criminalizing Christianity, headlines, even books written about that, or subject lines before all this COVID and the church restrictions came up, that Christianity is being criminalized in the United States. And I've seen things about persecution. I've always been very careful not to refer to what we see happening in the United States as persecution, but rather discrimination, because we deal with real persecution around the world. Mm-hmm. Like I said, people are arrested for going to church, reading the Bible, etc. But I don't know what else you call this but persecution. It's gone beyond discrimination. When pastors are criminalized, when people who attend worship would be considered criminal, held in contempt, facing jail and fines, what else is it? It's not just discrimination. It's gone beyond that. It's gone to another level.
Like, will we get to the point where we have to have underground church in America?
Well, even in California, underground church is not permitted.
Yeah.
It's not permitted. And you say, well, that's an exaggeration. No, it's not.
Mm-mm.
It's not permitted. You can meet in your home by yourself with your family, the ones that live there. But you can't meet with someone who doesn't live in your home. To do so is both criminal and you get fines for doing just that. So home fellowship, home Bible studies, home praise and worship, going to another home to anoint someone with oil or pray for them, to study the Bible with them, is criminal in California. Criminal in California. And that covers 80% of the population of the state of California. In every other remaining 20% of the population that's not on the so-called county monitoring list, you can't sing or chant. To do so, again, is criminal.
But you know,
even in your home.
What was encouraging is this pastor didn't cower, and he had service. In fact, people came from other places to stand outside, willingly taking a citation if they were given out.
Yeah, they actually had 2,500 people show up on a Sunday after the Friday order came out. They said that they're still going to meet. On Sunday, they met 2,500 people over three services, which is five times more than their normal attendance. They came, and a whole church drove from 2 hours away, and they stood out in the parking lot around the front door to be the first people who were arrested, if there was going to be arrest, so that the people inside the sanctuary could worship in peace. Fortunately, there were no arrests that Sunday, but then another development happened in California, also in the same general area, in a different county, but the same general area. This one is in Los Angeles County, and this is involving John MacArthur and Grace Community Church. Now, what happened there was a lawsuit by Los Angeles County, like what Ventura did. They went to state court, and they asked a state court judge to stop the worship. State court judge on a Friday issued an order and said you could worship up until the time we meet again, and they have a hearing set for the 4th of September. But in the meantime, you must have social distancing and enforce the mask, and this order needs to be distributed to every person and posted on the outside of the door. Well, that particular order had a very short life, because on Saturday, the Los Angeles County appealed that to a state court of appeals, and that state court of appeals said no, no worship at all. Boom. In fact, they sided completely with the governor, and they said that, quote, as between the harm that flows from the heightened risk of transmitting COVID-19 and the harm that flows from having to conduct religious services outdoors instead of indoors, the balance at this early stage favors issuance of a stay, the three-judge panel wrote. In other words, they say, okay, you can meet outside, but you can't meet inside, so go ahead and meet outside. Now, it's hot outside. How are you going to meet outside for church service in the morning like that? And by the way, you have to social distance if you're going to meet outside. Now, on the other hand, Los Angeles had one of the biggest rallies, protest, rioters, if you will. 100,000 people showed up, packed. We've got photographs of it. It's in the court record.
But that's okay to the governor and the government. So bottom line, this is not about a virus. This is about government control.
Yeah, it's about government control. Because in every one of these churches, the one that we represent in Pasadena, Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry that has 162 church affiliates throughout California, 65,000 worldwide. And obviously in these two cases that we just talked about, Godspeak Calvary Chapel with my friend who's the pastor, Rob McCoy, John MacArthur with Grace Community Church, every other church in California. What you have is, in addition to what the governor is encouraging and these local governments are encouraging, that is tens of thousands of people gathering for protest. And the governor simply says, God bless you, keep doing it. He's encouraging it. In addition to that, every one of these churches under the same order, you can have non-religious services in the church, but not religious services. What do I mean by that? The orders actually permit non-religious services in the same church using the same people if they do something that's non-religious, like feed, shelter, or provide, quote, social services. Social services can mean counseling for unemployment, counseling for application of disability benefits, other kinds of help that you might provide outside of the Bible, outside of religion, outside of religious worship. All that's permissible. No numerical limits. You can have as many people in that building that the building will hold. You can feed them a meal. You can keep them overnight. You can feed them breakfast, and then you can also counsel them in the morning and start it all over again and do it 7 days a week with no numerical numbers. But as soon as the pastor wants to open the Bible and have a Bible study, have some praise and worship, prayer or communion, for example, anything that's religious activity, religious worship, all of a sudden, these restrictions kick in. and you can't worship at all. None. So that's really clear, Holly, what is really at stake. This is an attack on the church. Repressive governments always want to attack the church because it is always the last line of defense for freedom. It's been like that for 2,000 years. That's why this battle is so critically important. I encourage you to pray for our ministry, pray for our clients, our churches that we represent. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, to pray and support and learn more about us. Sign up for our emails right there on the subscribe button, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.